When Hannah died in 1759, she had lost several children to the Lord's design. Her first husband had been swallowed by the deep blue sea, and her second husband squandered all her property. But Hannah Arnold's grave still remains. Hannah Arnold's grave, it was saved. The only stone still standing with the Arnold name is Hannah Arnold's grave. Hannah Arnold's grave. While she lay on her deathbed, Hannah's son was at war, proving his mettle and settling the score against the French and Indians, and making his name as the brave and seasoned fighter he became. And Hannah Arnold's grave still remains. Hannah Arnold's grave, it was saved. The only stone still standing with the Arnold name is Hannah Arnold's grave. Hannah Arnold's grave. 18 years later, as she lay at rest at Saratoga, her son proved to be the best. The finest soldier in General Washington's command, and his name was lauded throughout the land. And Hannah Arnold's grave still remains. Hannah Arnold's grave, it was saved. The only stone still standing with the Arnold name is Hannah Arnold's grave. Hannah Arnold's grave. But 4 years later, in 1781, New London was torched by her traitorous son. A mob converged at the burial ground that still stands today in Norwich town. And Hannah Arnold's grave still remains. Hannah Arnold's grave, it was saved. The only stone still standing with the Arnold name is Hannah Arnold's grave. Hannah Arnold's grave. What could have happened that fateful day? What calming words could somebody say to quell the mob frenzy so their fury was curbed? How else was her grave left undisturbed? For Hannah Arnold's grave still remains. Hannah Arnold's grave, it was saved. The only stone still standing with the Arnold is Hannah Arnold's grave. Hannah Arnold's grave. Hannah Arnold's grave still remains. Hannah Arnold's grave, it was saved. The only stone still standing with the Arnold name is Hannah